Hey everybody, welcome back to Moscow. Welcome back to the Moscow Mule. Still here, still plugging away. The man in the back seat, Oggy, doing all the digging and the rooting, and we got some gems for you this week. Now, where are you going to start? Well, you can only start in one place, and that's in the USA. Poor old Donald Trump, he seems to be a man with a target on his back, literally. Can you imagine anybody but Donald Trump, Oggy, getting as much heat, literally, assassination attempts. Imagine how many lunatics are planning to kill this man, right? Imagine that was Joe Biden, or a Democrat, or a libtard. The media would be up in arms about it. But instead, they're kind of cultivating this idea that maybe this was staged. They're kind of sneakily, right, Oggy, in the background saying, maybe this was all staged. Trump was too calm. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, I don't think so. We don't think that this is staged. You don't stage this kind of stuff. Guns, live weapons being fired anywhere near a president. Anything can go wrong, right? So let's be real. Let's keep it real here in the Moscow Mules. We tried to do that, right, Ilya? Let's have a look at the kind of chaotic scenes that unfolded at the press correspondents' dinner for Donald Trump. Run it, Oggy.
There you go, there it starts.
Yeah.
They're dragging him out. I mean, look at this shade. This fall clearly was not staged. He flopped like a bag of potatoes.
Yeah. And if they were going to stage it, they would have made sure that J.D. Vance didn't get taken out before Donald Trump, because that's what happened. J.D. Vance's team were much quicker. They got Vance by the shoulders and they ripped him out of there, pulled him out of his chair and pulled him out, right? Trump was later, okay? But it's also interesting if you check out Donald Trump's sort of the way he looks at Melania, as if to say, it's your first one, right? You know, he's kind of watching her. She kind of freaks out. He's going, ah, your first rodeo, my dear.
Jay, don't you think there's something common between all those shooters?
There's something common. Now, the next video is going to show something very common about these shootings. But it's the Ukrainian fantasist, right? Every time, right? Ryan Ruth, the dude from Butler who kind of just disappeared, they're all Ukrainiacs, right? They're all pro-Ukraine. It seems to be the common denominator in all those psychopaths, leftoid, you know, retards. They all love Zelensky. You got to be a retard to love Zelensky, right? And they all want to shoot Donald Trump dead. Now, but that's not the only Ukrainian involvement on the big night, Oggy. A certain lady called Olga Stefanshina, okay? She is the current Ukrainian ambassador to the United States of America, right? So surprise, surprise, a senior official in a senior position in the Ukrainian government, Oggy, you're never going to believe this. She's accused of stealing a ton of money, right? The court case is still going on. She just won't turn up. She happens to be in America, right? Really, really interesting. Now, she's also allegedly decided to help herself to a little bit of champagne, a bit of wine, yeah. She also did a nice selfie. A selfie of herself on the ground while everyone else was sitting in the chairs nearby. Everyone else is in the chairs, kind of, okay, danger over. But the Ukrainian is down on the floor doing the selfie with some other dude saying, you know, we're under. But she's grinning, yeah. Later, she gets up, allegedly helps herself to some vino, some champagne. Why not? If it's going to go to waste, I don't know, you know. We have such a hard time in Ukraine, yeah. Run the video, Oggy. Ah. Come to talk with you again. Now, because of this drama, you know, which I think took place in a hotel, right, Oggy? A big hotel. Now, from the video, it looks like the guy just broke straight through the, you know, security, charged through. You know, Trump actually complimented him on being so quick, said he should be playing football. It was actually on another floor. There was a long distance between the shooter and the president at all times. So, you know, of course, the media spin it. But one of the debates that erupted in the aftermath of this latest attempt to kill the Big Don was if we had had a ballroom, say, for example, big ballroom on the grounds of the White House, Oggy, we would have absolutely no problems, right? It would have all been perfect. So this is what Oggy and I have termed ballroom bamboozlement. Yeah, try saying that. Yeah, after a few beers. And the ballroom bamboozlement, it seems to be ongoing because the Big Don has told everybody, right, Oggy, that we ain't paying for that, that it's not the ordinary taxpayers in the States. It's, you know, big donors have decided to build Don a big ballroom and nothing to do with the taxpayers. But somebody has something else to say about it. Somebody kind of let the cat out of the bag. And guess who it was? Of course, it was our friend Nosferatu Linda Lindsay Graham, the not gay warmonger in chief, who actually kind of said, you got to get this ballroom thing passed immediately. You got to get the president safe into his ballroom so we can do more wars without the president getting killed. Yeah. Run video, Augie.
And when that gets opened, there's a magnificent walkway that goes into what will be the most beautiful ballroom anywhere in the world. So we did this no charge to the taxpayer whatsoever. This was all donations made by friends of mine and people that that love our country. They love the White House, Preservation Society, the whole group, but not one penny of, and it's
not one penny.
Very expensive building, very expensive ballroom, but beautiful, beautiful.
We're going to introduce legislation that would authorize $400 million to be spent to secure the to build the presidential ballroom.
What?
Just to be clear, dear viewers, $400 million of your taxpayer money.
$400 million?
400.
So that's like nearly $500 million to build a fucking ballroom. I mean, Louis XIV wouldn't have, you know, that would have shocked the Sun King for Versailles. I mean, how do you spend $400 million building anything? Like a ballroom? What is it, a box? You know.
Maybe we're getting this wrong. What if we're calling it ballroom, but instead we should be calling it ballroom?
Ah, the ballroom. So let's stick with the White House. Well, let's stick with people who are familiar with the White House. Maybe the people who are actually running the White House, right, Augie? And we're going to have an interesting video from a man called Alan Dershowitz. Now, Dershowitz is a man who's synonymous with the US sort of Jewish lobby, I think it's fair to say. He was also employed by a very famous fellow Jewish gentleman and very prominent American called Jeffrey Epstein as his lawyer, defending this guy. So everything that Dershowitz says, you should take in the context that he was the lawyer defending, after it was clear that Epstein was a pedophile rat, this man defended him. Now, Dershowitz is basically saying that if you, you know, are against Israel, you're now against America. It's kind of like you're either with us or against us. It's a binary choice. You cannot, you know, criticize Israel without criticizing the USA. Maybe he's just saying the quiet part out loud. I don't know. What do you think, Augie?
Well, I certainly think that Americans are already paying for this Israeli endeavors, like for their own wars. The conflict in Iran has already cost the US taxpayers $25 billion. Just a couple of weeks.
Wow, $25 billion. And, of course, they've had great value for that, right? You have now managed to close the Strait of Hormuz that was open before you started the war, yeah? It's kind of almost as good as Biden replacing the Taliban with the Taliban, yeah? So this is kind of Trump's kind of shit show moment, okay? You know, it's cost them billions of dollars. Americans are getting very sick and tired, sitting out in big ships out in the Gulf. No one seems to know what's happening. The Germans are saying that the Americans are getting humiliated. It's a complete shit show. But Mr. Dershowitz isn't having any of it. Criticize Israel, how dare you? And you're criticizing the United States of America. And you know how that can go. Mm-hmm. Run the video, Augie.
You know, Israel is the canary in the mine shaft. And when you turn against Israel and you turn against the Jewish people, you are ultimately turning against America.
Yeah. And here's a public service announcement for all our dear viewers across the globe. Let's just make one thing very clear. Judaism is not Zionism. Because you're Jewish does not mean you support Benjamin Netanyahu, doesn't mean you support the Zionist project in Israel. It doesn't mean any of those things. It's just like suggesting that if you're Catholic and you're Irish, you're some sort of alcoholic who wants to bomb London constantly. It's not the case. Just like if you're Russian, it doesn't make you culpable for the actions of the Russian government either, or Ukrainians. This type of conflation of Judaism with the project of mass killing, which was embarked upon by Benjamin Netanyahu and his cronies, yeah, Mr. Ben-Gavir, how are you? It doesn't mean it's the Jewish people. Let's get that straight. Judaism is not Zionism. Right, Augie?
I can't say that. Absolutely correct, Chair.
Now, of course, here in the Moscow Mules, we are very balanced. We have a very balanced editorial team. I think they're in the pub right now, are they? Yeah, they're usually balancing on a bar stool in the pub. But we do like to introduce a bit of balance. And it's not that hard to introduce balance, right, Augie, when you're dealing with American politicians. Take Ilhan Omar, a rabid anti-Trump voice in the US, right? Of course, she's been elevated by all these NGOs, all these libtard leftists. The Blue Hair Brigade love Ilhan Omar, okay? Now, but just don't take any history lessons from her, okay? Much like the Irish Prime Minister of the time, or sorry, the Minister for Health at the time, who said that there was 18 other COVIDs before COVID-19. Yeah. Miss Omar seems to believe that there have been 10 world wars before World War 11. I shit you not. This is the level of people who are actually the lawmakers in the United States of America. Can you imagine the low IQ that you could actually be in this position to spout such utter shit and drivel? Now, hold on, check out the last few presidents of the US. Yeah, so probably completely realistic. Let's listen to Ms. Omar giving us a little history lesson about the background to America's historical position in the world. Runa Augie.
The last time the Alien Enemies Act was invoked, it was used to detain and deport German, Japanese, Italian immigrants during World War XI.
So let's leave the clown show in the US. You know, it's just, it's literally laughable. It's good for us, but not so good for the people who are relying on these politicians to make common sense decisions. And there's not many more common sense decisions being made across the pond in Europe, where we're going to head to now. And we're going to head to glorious old Deutschland, our old friends, Mr. Merz, the BlackRock employee who's running Germany into the ground, literally. The wheels are coming off. It's a kind of a remarkable sight to see the Germans rearming. You know, what could possibly go wrong, Augie? You know, the Germans building more tanks, talking about defending the European project. Yeah, I think I've seen this film before somewhere. But right now, we don't have a breed of politician other than Baerbock, the green politician who's pro-Ukraine, who is now presiding over the bombing of massive oil refineries, which are poisoning the out of the entire planet. That's all good. Well, it's Russians that are getting bombed. It doesn't matter about the environment then. The environment can go itself once you're bombing the Ruskies. Yeah, it ain't getting any better in Germany. And that's all thanks to Mr. Mr. Merz. He's the Merkel without the Urkel. Yeah, he's a real tit, a tit wobbler. And he's a man with a plan. And the plan is, at all costs, push towards war. And at no cost, let's talk peace with the Russians. Right, Augie?
Absolutely correct. Honestly, it looks to me that Merz is planning to help all those Germans that have recently lost their jobs. And yeah, I have some headlines for you. Germany's industrial engine sputters as Bosch axes 20,000 jobs. Volkswagen is axing 50,000 jobs in Germany. Business expectations fall down to 2022 levels. So what do you do with all those unemployed men? Send them to the grinder.
It's very simple. And the German government, well, at least a government sort of subsidized health insurer, has decided to put out a very liberal, libtard advertisement. It doesn't matter who you're having sex with, where you're having sex with them, or what you're going to catch off them, because whatever it is, even if you get them pregnant. Now, riddle me this, Augie. This advertisement is a real advertisement from a German health insurer. And in the advertisement, they advise, it doesn't matter who you're having sex with, we can look after your birth control needs. Why the f*** would two men, Augie, need birth control? Riddle number one. Riddle number two, why is the German state pushing this degeneracy and bullshit into the homes and onto the screens of the young kids and families, trying to undermine every single facet of the fabric of civilization, of which Germany was a central pillar in Europe. Don't forget it, Martin Luther, all these great writers, you know. What's happening to Germany? It seems they don't need Uncle Adolf to help fucking destroy it now. They've got dudes in suits like Mr. fucking Merz. Run the video, Augie.
Ah. I think I get it now. Any sane German, after watching this, would probably rather want to die somewhere in the trench in the Eastern Front rather than stay at home and look at this kind of...
I mean, how can this even get onto the TV? I mean, it's just retarded. And of course, right, it's not two German dudes and a chick. It's a German dude and a German girl, but you got to add in a bit of a sprinkle of the old immigranto. Look, the dude's obviously Arabic or something. You got to drop it in there, Augie. You got to drop it in there. Now, of course, you might think that Germany is number one for degeneracy. You know, you've seen it all here on the Moscow Mules. The dudes in the churches, dancing chickens. you think it's never ending. But guess who's not far behind them? Maybe ahead of them at this stage is the old UK. Now, remember, as I always say here on the Moscow Mules, right, Augie? The Germans and the English are the same people. Anglo-Saxons, Angles, Saxony and Germany, the Angles, the English, they are all the same. The British royal family is not actually British. Queen Victoria spoke exclusively in German and famously wrote, "These English have no sense of humor." That's right. The Windsors made up the fucking name during the Second World War because they were scared they sounded too German. Give me a break. The Germans and the English are the same people. Just don't tell anyone. Don't tell anybody. And you wouldn't, you wouldn't be sort of wrong in suggesting that a bit of the old German, perversion and sickness, the woke mind virus, is filtering through very heavily into the UK. Have a look at Mark Ratley. Now, this is a man, and I use the term very widely, who has some mental health issues. As we know, and as we say here in the Moscow Mules, there are two genders, many mental illnesses. We're about to showcase one of those people suffering from this mental illness. By the way, I think this is probably one of the most disturbing, terrifying things you're ever going to see on your television. Even worse than Augie after he's had a few too many to drink. Have a look at this video, and then afterwards Augie's going to just sort of show us the evidence of the complete social collapse of the UK. Run it, Augie.
Putting the website together. And that is proving to be much harder
just,
than
just keep your eyes on his eyes, right? Dear viewers, his eyes are right there.
Some imposter syndrome, classic. Basically, what does it mean to be an expert in something? Because it's really not obvious to me.
I think that's enough, Che. I think our viewers got the message.
An expert in something. Weapons of mass distraction. I mean, it's just so, this is literally gender bending, right? But if you look, you can actually see where he's got these fake prosthetic tits. Kirsty Noem's husband loves this. But Augie, it is really going down the pipe in the UK, right? Particularly around education.
It's not just going down the pipe, it's falling down the pipe with the speed of light. Now, first of all, this guy we just shown you, he's a lecturer at Women's St. Hilda's College in Oxford. And if we look at the headlines of the newspapers, somehow the international student numbers are falling for the second year in the UK, meaning nobody wants to learn or study in this. And a quarter of the UK universities need complete overhaul over a financial crisis. And as a cherry on top, the British universities have collectively announced more than 12,000 job cuts in the last year, 2024,
Look, you don't need an education anymore. All you need to know is that you wake up on a Monday, you decide to be a woman on a Tuesday. On a Thursday, you get some injections. You get some fake tits sewn on. And then you're a rock star on the TV. And if anyone criticizes you for it, the cops knock on their door. Yeah. Welcome to the UK.
Che, I think you also forgot that then, on Friday, you're getting drafted for a completely unnecessary war with Russia.
Of course you are. Unless you're a woman and the draft doesn't apply to you. Now, don't forget that the Ukrainiacs also tried to stitch in all this delusion and this, gay parade into Kiev, Lvov, all the big cities. Now, the reality is that when you do a gay parade in Kiev or Lvov, it's a very dangerous game. You know, ordinary Ukrainians aren't interested in the LGBTQ fraud scam. Just like the Russians, just like the Belarusians, this stuff just isn't popular. The Serbs as well. Now, this is not some sort of manufactured propaganda. They just don't want to know what you do in your privacy in your own bedroom, much like me and Augie. I don't want to know what the he gets up to at the weekend. But it's deployed that without your LGBTQ parade, without your men with beards and tits, you're in some way not an evolved society. But everybody's catching on to this bullshit. Even the officials in the sporting bodies who used to take away the Russian flags and ban people and you couldn't play the national anthem, they're even getting sick of the Ukrainiacs. Check this out. This is a Ukrainian athlete getting reprimanded, basically, for refusing to shake the hand of her Russian adversary. Now, what's interesting to me, just like helmet guy, dead helmet guy, these Ukrainians are never winning. They're never on the winner's podium, right, Augie? So it seems even the sports officials who are so rabidly Russophobic themselves are now getting sick of this performative bullshit from the Ukrainiacs, specifically ones who seem to come 15th, 16th, 22nd in events and then decide, well, I better get myself onto camera. How can I do that? I could throw myself at the feet of the narco Fuhrer by making some sort of protest against the Russian who just beat the shit out of me. Yeah, run the video, Augie.
It is unacceptable because we are sport. Sport above politics in our organization. Thank you very much.
So suddenly they remembered that sport is above the politics, huh?
Well said, my boy. Now, as you see, the, you know, very sort of principled Ukrainian athletes, many of whom never go home after getting out of the open-air prison, they decide to, you know, stay in Europe or wherever they end up. What actually happens in Ukraine to people who are actually training for these sports, I presume, or just going to the gym to keep fit? They're actually hunted in the gyms. Yeah, if you were looking for fresh meat for your, you know, endless meat assault, what would you do? You go to the gyms, you go look at them. Now, here's a really interesting piece of video that Augie dug up of men actually jumping out the windows of a gym. Jumping out the f***ing windows. This is how desperate people are to avoid going to die for Mark Rutte, Ursula von der Leyen, Keir Starmer. Imagine the desperation of these men jumping out the f***ing windows. Now, they could make good paratroopers, maybe, but you kind of need parachutes for that, right, Augie? Oh, unreal. Run the video, Wugs.
І ще не знають, що до них ідуть гості.
There you go. First one to jump.
I would jump too. Now, as you see people jumping out of windows, now just let's say that slowly. People are jumping out of windows rather than go and serve for Zelensky and this NATO proxy war. Think about that. Meanwhile, the EU is giving, Zelensky 90 billion. The oligarchs are buying $471 million apartments in Monaco. Get your heads around this. But at least we know, Augie, that the heroic leaders of the AFU, the Ukrainian military, the ex-leaders, who are now, strangely, ambassadors in London. Yeah, check this guy out, Mr. Valery Zaluzhny, who is now in London, living in luxury, in a nice house in Mayfair, as the Ukrainian ambassador, MI6's man in Ukraine. He's the guy they want to replace the narco-Fuhrer. He has made it very clear that even if Ukraine has to give up territory to end the war, which it's going to have to do, except it's not to give it up, the Russians have it already, that his son will have to go and take it back. If his son doesn't take it back, his son's son will. And if his son's son doesn't do it, his son's son will have to do it. Now, it all sounds very heroic, right, Augie? Exceptionally heroic. My son's son. It all sounds great. It's like a movie script. Yeah, let's go. Let's do this. There's a little problem. Mr. Zaluzhny doesn't have a son. He doesn't have any sons. He's got two daughters who are grown up now and living in London in luxury with his wife. These are the people. Remember Kuleba? I will fight them with the shovels. I'll be the last man to leave Kiev. Blah, 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 blah. Where is he now? In the States or in a theater with his well-endowed girlfriend getting the jiggy on. These are the people who are leading the idiotic taxpayers of Europe up the pipe. Meanwhile, burying hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of poor Ukrainians in the districts across Ukraine. This is the reality of what we face. Run the video, Augie.
When I'm dying, I'll make my son swear before I pass away that he will reclaim both the barn and this garden. And he will also swear to me that if he cannot do it himself, he will make his own son swear to do it, and he will swear to him that his son will take back everything that was taken from us.
So brave, so brave.
Yeah, and check out one thing that's interesting, Ilya. Check out the fucking the Ukrainian Navy, the submarine sitting in a cornfield. Behind them. They're weird. Well, guys, that brings us to the end of yet another show. Pleasure making it and delighted that you join us in increasing numbers. We love to have you around. I think Augie and I agree that this week has been about hypocrisy. And, you know, it's a common theme on the show. It's a common theme in politics generally. But when you see what the politicians are saying as opposed to what they're actually doing, you get a real sort of insight into the type of psychopaths that seem to be running the show in Europe, in the United States of America, across the globe, it seems. We're being led to the precipice of potentially a global conflict by people that you wouldn't let clip your dog's toenails. Now, we're not saying it's your fault. You just elected them. Till the same time, same place, next week. Mind yourselves. God bless. Take care.